Hempcrete, explains Linda Dallaire, isn't really anything new.
It was used in the pyramids and in the aqueducts of the Romans, so it has been used very much in construction many, many years.
Dallaire, a sustainable business consultant and a member of the U.S. Green Building Council, is a longtime hemp booster. She's been keeping an interested watch on the small home that Sebastopol architect Steve Sheldon designed and is building in rural southwest Sebastopol, using hempcrete as a primary material.
To make hempcrete, the hemp is mixed with natural hydraulic lime to make a hard material that hardens over time.
This process uses the waste portion of industrial hemp plants, the less fibrous inner stalks chopped into small pieces called herds, which are encased in the wet lime mortar, sequestering a considerable amount of carbon when the mixture dries. And this potentially carbon-neutral building material, Sheldon explains, is just one of the benefits that hempcrete offers.
The hemp seemed to offer advantages in terms of stability, in terms of insulation, in terms of having thermal mass. It has a high fire resistance. It doesn't burn. And the lime is antimicrobial, so mold, mildew can't grow in the moisture can travel through it. It allows any moisture that's created inside the building to migrate out.
But hempcrete is not a weight-bearing structural material, so Sheldon is using it to sandwich conventional wood framing with thick layers of hempcrete applied both inside and out. And yes, it took some persistence to get county building officials to sign off on the concept.
They'd never seen it before, but they asked a lot of questions, and we started the process. I had to supply data and information, how this material had been used previously in other parts of the world. As they would create a new question, I would answer it and provide the data. And eventually I answered all their questions, and they approved it. So it was a long process. It took 6 to 8 months.
Sheldon has been mixing and pouring the hempcrete at the building site, using herds shipped in from Canada and elsewhere. But as cannabis is becoming increasingly decriminalized in many states, so too is hemp growing beginning to take hold in some agricultural regions. Linda Dallaire notes that commercial hemp cultivation has gained some influential advocates in what might seem to be unlikely places.
The state that is the most invested in hemp is Kentucky. Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul have been very strong in getting that into the new farm bill, where hemp will be removed from the scheduling, where Schedule I narcotic has no benefit to it whatsoever.
That will remove one of the biggest barriers to wider usage of hempcrete in this country. The other is the scarcity of facilities to process the waste stalks into herds that can be reused. But Liz DeArcos, a strategist and project manager with the cannabis consulting office 421 Group in Sebastopol, predicts that will come as hemp in general becomes more common.
Right now, it is a little bit rare to see hempcrete houses, but I think as hemp itself is more widely available and it becomes more affordable, that means that we'll be able to involve it into all parts of our life, not just building, you know, plastic, food, clothing, everything.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.